Welcome to GFT, Galactic Figure Talk, a podcast about Star Wars and Star Wars action figure collecting.
Awesome, yeah!
The reason they're 3¾ inches tall is because the first mock-up figures that I made were Fisher-Price Adventure People.
I will freeze your body in carbonite forever, Han Solo!
Not so fast!
We finally launched 6-inch when I felt the time was right. We needed a new spark.
We started selling all of the action figures through the fan club, and our most successful was the Cantina Band. That was enormously one of the best-selling items we've ever sold through the fan club.
I used my nephew as a hand model on the Waffle Box. He's the one with the little hand that's in there.
It's Kenner's new Star Wars action figures.
Now, welcome your host, Chris B.
Welcome to another episode of GFT, Galactic Figure Talk. My name is Chris B. I'm your host. And this episode is about Walmart Collector Con and Hasbro Pulse Con again. So, let's dive in. So, we got a surprise reveal with an exclusive Walmart Collector Con 3¾-inch vintage collection figure from the Clone Wars. And that is Arc Commander Havoc. That guy is part of the Rancor Battalion. And Hasbro has only announced this one so far, but there are other members as well, including Arc Commander Blitz and Arc Commander Colt. And they haven't revealed those yet, and who knows if they will, but now that they are doing one of those guys, maybe they'll also do the other two guys from the battalion as well. And I actually think there are more members in the Rancor battalion, but I don't think that they have names. At least Wikipedia is not listing them, because I actually have to look that up, because I am definitely not an expert when it comes to clone trooper battalions. But yeah, Wikipedia lists three members of the Rancor battalion, and Hasbro is doing one of them. And if you want to, you can now go ahead and pre-order this guy through Walmart.com. Link, as always, to that is in the description. So the Walmart Collector Con kicked off this morning, October 6, 2022 at 7 a.m. Pacific time. As always, they were late putting stuff up onto their website by about 20 minutes or so for the Black Series. And then the Vintage Collection figure was made available about 50 minutes after it was supposed to go live. But it did make it up there eventually. Interesting was that, you know, Hasbro had provided the links to all of those items beforehand in one of their press releases, which is great because this way, you know, I can promote their products, and I can also give you guys out there all the links beforehand so you are ready and you know where to go on the day of the pre-orders. And a lot of times, you know, you have these landing pages and you have to wait for them to finally update. But if you have a direct product link, you can just bookmark it and then just make sure that you hit refresh, and it's a much easier pre-order experience that way. So anyways, Hasbro provided those, and Walmart, however, they differentiate between their app and their website now. They might have been doing this all along, I don't know, but you know, the links which I posted yesterday, they all worked through the app. They didn't work on the website. So if you went to galacticfigures.com and you held down with your finger on the link, and then you get this little pop-up menu and you can choose what you want to do with this link, whether you want to open it up in Safari or you want to open it up in the app. You can choose what you wanted to do. And if you chose to open it through the Walmart app, all those figures will be available for pre-order a day ahead of the Walmart Collector Con. Except for the TVC figure, that was made available later. Also interesting was the miscommunication about the Halloween Wookiee. We didn't have a specific release date for it other than what was posted on StarWars.com just a few days ago, where they specifically mentioned this Halloween Wookiee together with the Halloween Clone Trooper at Target. as being available on November 1st. But, you know, that was not the case. It was actually made available, surprise, surprise, on Walmart this morning, actually. So, again, links to everything I'm talking about are in the podcast description. So check them out if you're interested in that. And so that was basically Walmart Collector Con 2022 for the fall of this year with four exclusive figures, three Black Series figures, one 3¾-inch figure. The three figures, again, to summarize it, one Cassian Andor Black Series figure, one Imperial Officer from Andor, one Halloween Wookiee for the Black Series, and then one 3¾-inch figure with the Clone Wars Arc Commander Havoc figure. And I just checked, none of them has sold out so far, which I think is a good thing because I know a lot of people who moved meetings so that they could be online to buy these toys. And I also know a few people who just went back into their meetings because they didn't have enough time to wait around for Walmart to put those back in stock. And I hope that once those people get out of their meetings, that they will be able to still place their pre-orders. Because it is a regular workday for people, right? So, I was on a conference call this morning with two of the Hasbro Star Wars team members, Chris and Jing, together with some other fan sites as well. Chris from Bantha Skull was on the call, Tim from Bosk's Bounty was on the call, Dan from Coffee with Kenobi, and I don't know his name, but he does the podcast with Fly Guy. The Six Inch Show is what he does, and I think he runs the Star Wars Black Series Instagram account. So those were all the people on the call. And I have to say, you know, I've been doing these interviews now, you know, these conference calls with them and these 10-minute interview segments at conventions since the late 2000s. And I understand that they cannot give us straight answers a lot of times. So questions like, can you make this figure or when is that figure coming out? Those are questions which they can't answer. And I did have some questions which I, going into the interview, thought that they were not going to answer. And they basically didn't. But I also find it important to ask those questions nonetheless, just so they get to hear how we feel about certain things as a community. So when it comes to pricing and stuff that's included and stuff like that. So that's the reason why I chose the questions that I did for this round of interviews. And so here's my part with the Hasbro Star Wars brand team. We've seen Marvel Legends include figure pieces. We now see additional environment parts with the Indiana Jones Adventure Series. In the past, I was told that Star Wars requires a lot more new tooling, and it's more expensive to produce than Marvel Legends. But now that Indiana Jones is getting all new tooling, I'm wondering why we're not getting additional parts for the Black Series line.
Yeah. First, we're really excited about revealing and launching some Indiana Jones figures. And we know that's well received. So glad to hear that, you know, there's definitely offerings there that fans would like. To be fully transparent, like, you know, Indiana Jones is a new line. So they come out there and they're treasure hunting. We're offering things that make sense for the line. It is a different business. And it is a different business model. It is a different line. And it does have different resources behind it. So it's just, without getting into like the details of what that means, it basically means that we are just doing what's right. What is feasible for one line may not always be feasible for the next. So we do what's right for the business across the board.
Star Wars action figure collectors are currently paying a premium price for the Black Series Deluxe line. Again, comparison to the 6-inch Indiana Jones line. It includes head sculpts, extra sets of hands, lots of accessories, builder parts at $24.99. How does that price difference come about in comparison to the Black Series Deluxe line?
Yeah, you know, it is just a different line, like I mentioned earlier. I understand like how it looks in certain aspects, but Indy is a brand new line for us and we're really excited about it. But it is a different line with different business models behind it. So it's hard to dive deeper beyond that. And like, you know, Star Wars, we have, you know, high deco items and things like that. It's just different. So we're definitely keeping those differences in mind when we launch the item. But thank you for raising that. I think it's interesting to hear some of that. But yeah, it is. It's a different line.
The retro collection has been out for about 3 years now. We didn't really see an impact on the value of the originals on the secondary market. I know that one of the reasons the sticker was placed on the packaging, the retro collection sticker, was to make sure that people understand that this is not an original Kenner figure. But now that we've seen that it did really have no impact on the value, is there a way on how to remove that sticker for future releases? And I don't think you're doing that with Indiana Jones either, right? So I guess that's my question. Is there a way on how to get that sticker off of the card back to have that card art unobstructed, basically?
Well, it's an interesting thought. I know the sticker was put on there and the decisions were made before I actually joined Hasbro, but it was done, to your point, as part of a differentiation, but also part of a way to celebrate retro and kind of call out that these were retro figures and just part of the overall branding for that. I think it also does harken back to some of those like Emperor figures, like bursts and stickers that were on the original figures. So, like I said, interesting thought. I mean, we certainly talk about that sort of thing and how we evolve branding and packaging all the time. But right now, there's no plans to remove it. So,
but thanks for raising. We always want to hear what you guys think.
With the Black Series and TVC, we see action figures released from all of Star Wars Entertainment. But when there is new Star Wars Entertainment coming out from Lucasfilm, we see the focus shift to the new entertainment. Black Series focused on Kenobi. We saw Mission Fleet focus on Kenobi. Retro focused on Kenobi. And then TVC came around and we only have, I think, 3 figures so far with another 3 coming. Now with Andor, it's the same thing with only 2 TVC figures announced so far. Why is the Vintage Collection excluded from focusing heavier on the new entertainment? Because really the new entertainment is what we're really hyped up for now, and we're watching Andor every week and there are basically no figures available.
Yeah, I mean TVC isn't excluded from that, and we try and do stuff in there like we've said, but I mean, you guys, I mean, I would say 5 minutes ago you guys were asking about why can't we get more classic trilogy figures or redos of Han and Luke and Leia. So it is the ongoing balance of that, like wanting to address those classic figures, get those out, or get some other deeper cut character out, and do a little bit of everything, and instead of focusing purely on one piece of entertainment for TVC. And it just, TVC has such a rich, long history of stuff, and trying to raise all of that at once is a different challenge than trying to address stuff like straight on and dive in. I mean, if we did nothing but Andor figures for a year, I feel like the community response would be, why didn't you do this figure from the original trilogy? And why are we only seeing Andor? So it's just a balance. And we're constantly working towards improving that balance and getting you guys more of what you want. So like I said, keep asking the questions and keep doing the surveys. And let us know what's most important specifically for you guys, because it can't be an all of it kind of answer. It needs to be very focused.
That's your problem with 3¾-inch, you know, the 40-year history, so many generations of Star Wars fans, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You want it all. It's a good problem. You guys want it all. It's a lot of rich history there.
So I want to say thank you to the Hasbro Star Wars brand team, to Chris and Jing, for letting me participate again in the Q&A. I think those Q&As are good to have. And even though we don't get, you know, direct answers a lot of times, I think there is a channel of communication where they get to hear our concerns in person. And I think that does make a different impact than,
you know, reading comments on a blog somewhere or on a social media account. So I want to say thank you to Hasbro for keeping that channel of communication open. I did want to comment on some of the questions, though, and answers that they gave. So my first two questions were almost identical in that the brand new Indiana Jones line, the 6-inch line that they're doing now, comes at a cheaper price point, comes with a lot more accessories, extra head sculpts, extra sets of hands. A build-up part for the Ark of the Covenant is included when you buy the whole wave of figures. And I get it. I remember when the Black Series line started, Hasbro came out really strong. They tried to establish the line. And so I guess you have to pull a little bit of extra weight at the very beginning. I remember Han Solo came with a Stormtrooper blaster, a Stormtrooper belt, also had extra sets of hands with gloves included. That Darth Maul that was in the initial wave came with an extra head sculpt. R2-D2 came with Luke's lightsaber and a ton of accessories. So there was extra effort put into the initial offering when the Black Series line launched. I get it. It had to be established first, and I think that's what they're doing here with Indiana Jones. But on the other hand, it does not change my experience as a Black Series collector. I still feel like I pay more for a Black Series 6-inch figure, and I get less accessories than what is included with another line now. And I think that's a good thing for them to hear that as well. As far as the retro collection goes, you know, the big selling point for TVC is the card back. You have the character image there. For the retro collection, the card backs are basically identical, but they're completely obstructed by the sticker. And in some cases, you can pull the sticker off. It's maybe now a little easier than it was at first. But I've had my share of experiences with it as well, from using a hairdryer to lighter fluids. And I can tell you that there really is 90% of the time, there is no good way on how to get a dried-in sticker off. I've seen the color rub off. I've seen scratches. You know, when you use a Q-tip with some lighter fluid on it and you try to rub the sticker and have it soaked in, you know, those are all methods that somewhat worked. For example, I have a Darth Vader from the very first wave where I tried to get that sticker off. And even though I got the sticker off, you can still see where the sticker was, even though all the residue is gone. Right. So anyways, I would prefer if they at some point just maybe minimize it or make that sticker easily removable, or maybe put the sticker on the bubble so we can peel it off there easier or something like that. But I would just prefer to have an unobstructed view of the packaging. And so as far as the vintage collection goes and not having a focus on new entertainment, I think is really unfortunate, because I really feel that's where it should be. That's where the focus should be. Now, Chris mentioned that, he said that there needs to be a focus and that we asked for original trilogy characters beforehand. And I think that was Chris from Bantha Skull who had asked a question about that. But the thing is, we do represent different audiences. And even though there might be some overlap, we do, represent different audiences, and I don't know why he would expect us to find common ground or find one voice of things that we want when that's just not the case. I mean, like I mentioned, we do have four generations of 3¾-inch collectors out there now. And what I find so cool about the vintage collection is that there are a lot of new collectors now, and those people not necessarily are eager to get original trilogy characters out there. They are into the Clone Wars and that kinds of stuff. And, I know Hasbro is releasing quite a bit of Clone Wars stuff, but I also feel like there is a huge gap that could be filled when it comes to new media entertainment. I hope that that focus is at some point going to shift. And that's what I see you guys out there commenting on the Galactic Figures website and the group. That's the feedback that I see. And so I'm not quite sure why he expects us to have a unified vision for that necessarily. But I guess in the end, it does all come down to the budget restraints that they have. Like he said, you know, they do want to release as many figures as they want, and it is what it is, but I'm glad to have had the opportunity to voice my opinion about it and to represent the Galactic Figures community in that way as well. All right, so before I let you guys go, I wanted to give you an update on what's just about to ship from Hasbro Pulse and some of the other retailers. The San Diego Comic-Con 2022 exclusive Black Series Boba Fett figure from the Black Series publishing line. That's the Boba Fett that's all black. That's going to ship next week, apparently, on October 12th. Plus, the Phase 1 Clone Troopers from the Vintage Collection in the Troop Builder program. That's also shipping soon. And then Antox Merrick Astromech Droid from the Vintage Collection is also just about to ship out from Hasbro Pulse. And the last item which I have here, which is shipping now from Hasbro Pulse, is the Vintage Collection Gaming Grade Star Wars Jedi Survivor Multipack. And I think that is an interesting set. It mostly consists of repackaged figures with some slight modifications or additional accessories included. But this is basically the first set of action figures from the highly anticipated sequel to the Jedi Fallen Order video game series. So that's pretty cool. And that's already shipping from Hasbro Pulse now. Last but not least, here is your final reminder to go and pre-order the Book of Boba Fett Throne Room, aka Jabba's Palace Throne Room, because the pre-orders are going to close on October 7th at 11:59 p.m. East Coast time. So if you're listening to this on the day of its release, you have exactly one day or a little bit more than one day to still get your pre-order in. And they said that those sets are going to be mailed out next year in the fall. And of course, next year is the 40th anniversary of the Return of the Jedi. And you heard me talk about the re-releases for next year already, and they've announced five figures from Return of the Jedi coming from Jabba's Palace, including Yak Face, Kit Haba, Nikto Skiffgard. Who else was in there? Weequay, I think they're re-releasing, and there's one more, which I'm currently forgetting. But there are going to be some Jabba's Palace action figures available at regular retail next year, which are going to go great with this particular set. So if you've been on the fence, now is the time, because again, tomorrow, October 7th, is when the pre-orders close for Jabba's playset or Boba Fett's throne room. And that is, by the way, the only way on how you can get a carded, fat Bib Fortuna figure. And that's it for this episode of GFT Galactic Figure Talk. Stay tuned to the Galactic Figures community group on Facebook. There's a new community chat coming up soon. The last one I had to cancel, unfortunately, due to some unexpected circumstances. But we will have one coming up soon. So if you want to be part of that and talk about Hasbro Pulse Con, talk about all the reveals, talk about your Walmart Collector Con experience, and of course Andor, that's what we'll do on the next community chat. So for all the details, check the Facebook group, hit the events tab, and keep an eye on that, because that's where the announcement is going to happen when and how you can join that Zoom call. So again, thanks for listening. Please leave a review on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you're consuming the podcast. Don't forget to check galacticfigures.com for all the Star Wars action figure news, and browse over 4,000 Star Wars figures with reviews, commentary, photo galleries, and so on. And that's it. Thank you guys for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one.
It's a wrap for this episode, but the next one is just around the corner, so make sure to subscribe. Meanwhile, have fun browsing over 4,000 Star Wars figures on galacticfigures.com, the Star Wars action figure database. The website helps you look up and identify Star Wars figures, Leave your own figure reviews in the comments or check out photo galleries, figure info, news, press releases, or event coverage from New York Toy Fair and Star Wars celebrations. Thanks for listening. Check the links in the description and remember to subscribe.
Oh, one last thing. The Target exclusive Black Series Halloween Clone Trooper is now also up for pre-order. Check the link in the podcast description.